Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Metro Research. We are conducting an opinion survey.
Wait, one second. I can't hear you. One second.
Okay.
How can I help you?
I'm calling from Metro Research. We are not selling anything. We're conducting a short opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you some questions about important issues facing Massachusetts and your community. Would you prefer to continue in English or Spanish?
English.
Okay, and can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
What do you mean my age for?
Just to make sure we speak to all ages and to make sure we have a representative sample. Or just your category, between 18 and 29, 30 to 44, 45 to 59, or... Okay. And what state do you live in?
What state?
Yes. What state do you live in?
Massachusetts.
And in which county of Massachusetts do you live?
Hampshire.
Okay. And now, how would you describe your gender?
I'm a man.
And how would you describe your race or ethnicity?
White.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of schooling that you have completed?
High school diploma.
Okay. Thank you. And in a few words, what would you say is the most important transportation-related issue facing Massachusetts?
Like what we need more of?
The transportation-related issue, in a few words.
I mean, we need more trains, we need more buses.
Okay. And more buses. Just let me record that. And what grade would you give Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey on transportation, including highways, roads, and bridges, public transportation like trains, subways, buses, and ferries?
Negative 10. Negative 10, if I could.
But, yeah, from A, B, C, D, or F, what grade would you give?
Oh, an F.
Governor?
An F.
F. Okay. And the MBTA provides subway, bus, train, and ferry service throughout eastern Massachusetts. What grade would you give Governor Healey for her handling of the MBTA? A, B, C,
D,
or
F? I don't live in... Yeah, F.
Okay. And Massachusetts has 15 regional transit authorities that provide public service outside the MBTA service area. What grade would you give Governor Healey for her handling of the regional transit authorities? A, B, C, D, or F?
A. I don't know. Yeah, A for that.
Yeah, just based on what you know about that.
What? Yeah. No. It's okay. Sorry, what was that?
Yeah, based on what you know about that, A, B, C, D, or F?
Like a C.
C, okay. And the Massachusetts state legislature is responsible for funding public infrastructure, including roads, bridges, sidewalks, bike paths, and public transportation like trains, buses, and subways. What grade will you give the state legislature for their handling of transportation infrastructure here in Massachusetts? A, B, C, D, or
like
F?
Like a C.
And thinking about traffic on the road and highways, in the part of the state where you live, would you say that traffic now is better than it was before the start of the pandemic in March 2020? Worse than it was before the pandemic, or about the same?
Worse.
Worse, okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're 50% now. How safe do you feel doing each of the following in Massachusetts? If you do not engage in an activity, please just let me know, okay? Drive or ride in a car on local roads. Do you feel very safe, somewhat unsafe, or very unsafe?
Middle. Yeah, the middle one.
Just somewhat safe. Is that correct?
Yep.
Not very, just somewhat, okay? And the next one is take the MBTA subway. Very safe, somewhat unsafe, or very unsafe?
I can't rate that one. I don't have any subway near me.
Okay. Take the MBTA commuter rail. Very safe,
somewhat safe,
or don't know?
I mean... I don't know.
Okay. Drive or ride in car on the highway. Do you feel very safe, somewhat unsafe,
yeah,
or very
safe.
Unsafe? Very safe. Or just somewhat?
Just somewhat.
Somewhat. The last three, walk around your community. You feel very safe, somewhat unsafe, or very unsafe?
I'm safe.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Somewhat safe. ride a bicycle. Very somewhat. Somewhat. And the last one, take a public bus. Very safe, somewhat safe. Okay. And now I'd like to ask you about a different topic. And this is basically the last part of the survey. Governor Healey has proposed new legislation to build more affordable housing. Part of the bill will let cities and towns charge a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale above $1 million. Cities and towns could use the money raised from the fee to build more affordable housing. How much will you support or oppose allowing cities and towns to impose such a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale over $1 million? Will you strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. How many cars, if any, does your household own or lease?
Three.
And do you own or rent your home, or do you have another arrangement like living with family members or student housing?
Family.
Thank you. And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed full-time, part-time, or not currently employed?
Full-time.
And to the best of your knowledge, does your employer offer any of the following? A free transit pass for employees, a discount transit pass, free tax transit benefit, or deducting the cost of transit passes for employees?
No. Paycheck, none of that.
Or no? None of the above, okay? And does your work offer any form of parking, free or paid, for employees or not?
Yeah.
Free parking? Parking paid per month, or parking paid per day?
Free parking.
And how often do you work from home right now? Every day?
Never.
A few times a week or never? And
never.
When you commute to work, how do you do so? Walk, drive, take a ferry, take the MBT subway, take the commuter rail, ride a bike, or take a public bus?
I drive.
And why do you commute the way you do? In a few words.
Like, what?
Why do you commute the way you do? Why drive and not in a public bus?
Because I work far away.
Okay. Just let me document your answer. And in politics today, which would you consider yourself, Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
And on most issues, do you tend to lean more toward the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, or neither?
Neither.
And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get the right category that contains your income. It's below $25,000? But just an estimated. It's below $25,000?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, no problem. And the last question, can you please tell us what is the zip code where you live to make sure we speak to all areas?
01069.
Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help.
Thanks. I'm going to finish right now.
Thank you. Bye.